Spiritualism and the Occult. Spiritualism began in the Garden of Eden, as far as this world is concerned. Satan, speaking to Eve, made the first affirmative statement regarding communication with the dead, when he declared, "Ye shall not surely die." This is the foundation of all spiritualistic activity. The belief that there is no such thing as death, but there's just a passing on into another sphere of existence. And the spiritualists of every stripe and every emphasis believe that communication with the spirits of the dead is not only possible, but is vital in order to live the full life here on earth. There is only one way of detecting the claims of spiritualists and others with like views. That is to apply the Bible teaching concerning man's state in death. Part number one, the origin of spiritualism. Genesis 3 in the first few verses give to us a picture of the first medium, a serpent, a very beautiful winged creature, we are informed by the spirit of prophecy, that Satan used as the medium of communication between himself and Eve. As Eve talked with the serpent, she was intrigued that a serpent could talk. Heretofore, she had thought the serpent was among the dumb brutes. But now she could enter into a philosophical discussion dealing with theology, what God had said, what he actually meant by what he said. She was curious. She was excited. She was gaining vistas into deep theology. She was expanding her mind. The serpent was telling her that she could be wiser than she was, that she could see more deeply than she was seeing, she could see farther than she was seeing. In fact, she could be like God if only she would eat this fruit. Now she had been forbidden to eat the fruit of the tree of life, knowledge of good and evil. God had warned Adam and Eve that they should not eat of it, that they should not touch it, but here was a serpent informing her otherwise, declaring that his having eaten of this tree had granted to him powers that he did not possess before. As a serpent, he couldn't talk, but having eaten of this fruit, he could now talk. And so if he, as a serpent, could be made so much brighter than an ordinary serpent, how much brighter than an ordinary woman might Eve become if she would only eat of this tree of knowledge of good and evil? The Bible uses many terms to describe those who dabble in spiritualistic phenomena and the occult. They are diviners, they are observers of time, they are astrologers, stargazers, enchanters, witches, wizards, charmers, those who would have contact with familiar spirits, and necromancers. Those who would deal with the dead. The Bible tells us that Saul was destroyed. The final act, when he went to the witch of Endor to try to gain some insight into the future, what lay ahead for himself and the nation. The basis of all this kind of activity is Satan's original falsehood, "Ye shall not surely die." On that premise, all pagan religions, the major tenets of the Catholic Church, and many beliefs of the Protestant Church have been built. Part number two, later manifestations of spirit possession. We have the story of the legion of devils that controlled the madmen at Gadara. And we see by their behavior that they destroyed the swine and they roused antagonism against Christ. We see Simon the sorcerer. We see Elymas the sorcerer. And we see the girl with the spirit of divination. All these distracting from Christ and the gospel, disturbing the preaching of the gospel. And Isaiah had warned centuries before that when they ask you to go to the dead, why should the living go to the dead? To the law and the testimony, if there's no agreement with this, there is no light in those who dabble in spiritualism. Part number three, who are the spirits? Well, the spirits were angels that kept not their first estate, but rebelled. Lucifer, covering cherub, seduced a third of the angels that made war against Christ, that were expelled, that took possession of this planet by seducing Adam and Eve. And from that time on, as Satan has paid his wages, the wages of sin is death, he has pretended that death is a fuller life and not the end. And so the Bible student who studies Ecclesiastes 9 realizes that in death the emotion, love, hatred, envy, that every work of the hands, that every activity of the thought, that the very desire to worship, all ends in death. Death is the end. Satan tries to make out that it is the beginning. And his spirits, which are evil angels, impersonate, repeat some factual evidence, and so deceive. Part number four. What is the goal of spiritualism? Seeking whom he may devour, Peter tells us. Christ tells us that he is a robber and a murderer. He is the adversary. And he carries out his work very deceptively. In fact, John tells us that in the last days he will try to make fire come down from heaven as an endorsement of his truthfulness. Now review Abel's fire on his altar, Elijah's fire on the Lord's altar, the sanctuary fire, the temple fire, and the fire of Pentecost. God is a consuming fire, and fires that come down from heaven are evidences of God's endorsement of his people here on earth. So in the last days, Satan is going to try to make out that God is endorsing what he is doing by bringing fire, perhaps Pentecostal fires, to give credence. Part number five, spirit communication and Christianity. And John tells us that we should not believe every spirit, but that we should test or try or essay the spirits to find out whether what the spirit is pretending to convey is truth indeed. And coming to the Bible, the tests are simple. To the law and the testimony. Does what the spirit teach agree with the Ten Commandments, including the Sabbath, and the testimony of the prophets? Do the spirits confess the humanity of Christ, his incarnation, his sacrificial death, his resurrection? Well, if there's no death, there's no resurrection. So spiritualism is a denial of the basic belief in Christianity. Part number six. For the Christian, the basic source of true knowledge is Jesus Christ, the Word incarnate, and the Scriptures, the Word inspired. To Christ we should go to learn, to yield our wills in meekness and humility, to take upon ourselves his yoke, the law, for Desire of Ages tells us that the law that binds to service is the yoke, and then we will find fulfillment in Christ. So as we think of the exciting, subtle, otherworldly, intriguing, mind-expanding prospects that spiritualism offers, let's balance our thinking by realizing that there is no such thing as the spirit of a dead person communicating with us. that this is a deception to destroy, and let us come to Jesus Christ, who is the life-giving Spirit, who is the truth.